You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Yeah. Can you freak, bitch? Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Vanderpump Rules. This is Season 2, Episode 6, Lisa's Angels. I'm your host, Jake Dupree, along with my other lovely host,
Michelle Renee.
Hey, booze. Let's get Vanderpump real right now. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I love that.
But all right, so we start off the episode with Sheena, Katie, Peter, and Tom getting together to plan the Gay Pride Parade float at Lisa's house. And this was like a random weird meeting. Just like, I think they just wanted to get the boys in wings. And like, Lisa wanted to try the wings on in front of cameras.
Yeah. And then not everyone was there. So
yeah.
I'm wondering when I was watching it, I'm like, wait, are those the only people that are going to be on the float? Because I don't really want to see those people on the float.
like, it would be kind of a boring float with
it
those
would,
people.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love the return of our favorite Ken. That's his name, right?
Ken?
Not
the
Ken.
Husband?
Not Ken. The party planner. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Shit.
The Asian party planner.
Yes,
I love
he's
him.
Amazing. I think he's whatever.
She, darling.
She, darling. Yeah, but I'm so glad that he's back on the episode. I always just enjoy him so much. He's just hilarious. And we find out that Sheena is going to perform her song. And, of course, they all have, like, kind of, like, eye roll, like, awkward moments.
She caught it this episode. Like, I wonder how she felt about...
I don't know.
Watching last night's episode, because literally every one of them had such negative things to say about her song.
Every one of them. Well, except for Ariana and the Team B. We'll get there. Team B, which I think is a more fun team in the first place. But I don't know. It was really, I mean, like, they were all being so bitchy about her song. I was like, okay, they really hate this song.
And not
I feel like
just...
they hear it a lot at work, so maybe that's why they don't like it. I mean, it's a really fun song, I think. It's cute.
Well, I think... that anyone would agree that hearing any song 40 times over and over and over again is gonna,
it's
like,
gonna
get
like
on your nerves a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think maybe they could have expressed that aspect of it without making it seem so personal towards her song. Like, this song again, her song, she's doing this. It was just very mean. I didn't like it.
It was all, like, really kind of rude. But we see Tom, and Jax go bike riding. This was so weird. Like, do they even own bikes? Like, I just... It was just, like, this weird planned moment where, like, cameras on the bikes, like, they're stopping, like, drinking beers. Tom Sandoval takes his shirt off. I mean, it was just, like, this really, I don't know, it's just, like, this season is driving me crazy. Because I feel like they're planning every minute of it. And it makes me so mad. Like, it makes me really upset because I really liked last season. I really did. But this season, I'm just, like, it's just driving me crazy.
Yeah.
It's really driving me crazy. I can't stop saying it. And they ask Jax why his shirt isn't off. And Jax says that the knot under his nipple is just a cyst. So it's not even like cancer or a node, like a swollen node or something. And I love that Tom Sandoval was like, of course, Jax, I knew it wasn't cancer. Like, even his confessional moment, he would never say this to his face, I don't think. He's like, I knew it wasn't cancer. Like, Jax just lies. Like, that's his whole thing.
Well, isn't a cyst still something that needs to be dealt with surgically? Like, how does a cyst go away?
Kevin Lee is the wedding
Kevin
planner's
Lee.
Name. Kevin Lee. I don't know why I thought Ken. I knew it started with a K, so sorry about that. Fans, Kevin Lee. Yes. Mind blank. All right.
A cyst.
A cyst does need to be, I mean, like, you can, like, drain it. You can get it removed.
Drain it? Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
and then Jax tells the boys that he decides to get out there and date. And I'm like, you go, girlfriend. Like, work it. No, I'm just kidding. That's gross.
His choices and dates, though, I'm going to read them from
Chad,
left
He spreads his seed like I can't even imagine. He plants. He made a sunflower field out of that seed, honey. Like
I know, but I think... I mean, wait, am I moving too far ahead?
No, go.
I think that... like Stassi was originally mad during the episode when it was being filmed and she didn't really know. But when you choose to do like a revenge dating or revenge hookup, you need to make sure that next person you get is the bomb and looks better than or has something going on, a banging ass body, a banging face, lots of coins, whatever, that makes them a little bit better than what you just left. Because if not, it just looks pathetic more
looks
so
like you're
than,
just trying to just get some.
Yeah. And I mean, no shade to the ballerina. I'm sure she's a beautiful dancer. I'm sure she has a great spirit. She was a cute girl, but compared to Stassi, she doesn't have that sexiness, I don't think.
And I was really shocked that he would go for her, too. But maybe that's why he went for her, because she was kind of like the exact opposite of Stassi.
Because she had a vagina. I think that's why he went
for her. Yeah, he was just like, I want in that.
Yes,
that's
I need something.
And, of course, they bust out their beards. And then Tom tells the two boys that they'll be wearing angel wings, or that Jax will be wearing angel wings on the float. And Jax is like, I don't want to wear angel wings, blah, 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 blah.
You bet I'm going to be drunk.
And then they talk about Sheena's song again. And Tom busts out Sheena's signature moves, like that one down. I mean, he did mimic some of her movements from that first performance from first season at the Roxy. That was really funny. I was like, he did work that out. And I love that he was like shirtless and like just living it up. I was like, you better show me that back. I love it.
Yeah. That was a funny moment. That was cute.
Yeah, that was cute. I was like, we need more of this. Like, this is really funny. Like, these boys are hilarious. Anything with Tom Schwartz involved, he adds that little bit of like glitter sprinkles of fun. I love him.
Tom Schwartz? Okay, yeah.
Tom Schwartz.
Was Tom Schwartz the one doing the
He
mimic?
Was not. Tom Sandoval was. But anytime Tom Schwartz is there, he kind of like transforms the situation. He's like a little, he's like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. Like he waves his magic wand and like it becomes amazing. Or better. A little bit better for these scenes because they can't get great. They can get better. All right. So we see Lisa. Shade. That is very shady. It's been a lot of shady tonight. I like that. I'm okay with it. Lisa calls a staff meeting, and then Ariana shows up. And I love that she was, like, shown walking in alone, and, like, she sits down with Sheena, and they're all wondering, like, who's going to be in trouble. And Lisa's like, no one's in trouble, it's fine. And then we see Kristen, of course, say this backhanded kind of weird thing that she's trying to remain cool with Ariana working there. And she's like, you can see her, like, bristling behind Ariana, like, behind her. I love that.
And bristling. Then, I've never heard that word.
Yeah. That's so true, though, because, like, you know, she's, like, bristling behind her, like a little porcupine. Kristen then volunteers to not be on the float, and then Lisa is really funny. She's like, I'm glad that Kristen volunteered to not be on the float because she wasn't going to be on the float in the first place. So, good for her. I was like, go, Lisa, you are funny.
I see why Lisa had her kind of stay back, just because it adds an element of, I don't know what.
Drama,
element.
Too.
Yeah.
I think that she kind of wanted to isolate maybe Ariana and Tom and see if they would do anything and leave Kristen behind to, like, ponder and, like marinate a little bit, like, you know.
But as far as the show goes, I think that she should have been on the float because she's a cast member of the show. And obviously people that are at the Gay Pride Parade probably wanted to see the cast float.
Yeah.
And so if I were there, I would have been thinking, like, well, where is Kristen? Like, where is she?
Yeah. I was there and I saw the float. And the first thing I thought of when I saw, I mean, I didn't see Sheena because I was on the other side of the float and she was on the other side. But I saw Stassi in the champagne glass. And I was like, oh, my God. They're like, I mean, that's the only person that you really saw because, I mean, she was just above everybody else. Yeah. And then Katie was holding her up on the float when I saw it. I was like, ooh. Yeah, you get to hold up the goods. But Katie did say hello to me whenever she was on the float. I was like, hi. Aww. And she was like, hi, Jake. And I was like, that's really cute. I liked Katie for that. That was nice. But Jack says he doesn't want to wear angel wings, and then Christina Kelly chimes in at this really convenient moment to be like, oh, I bet you don't want to wear angel wings because you'll be shirtless and have to show off your new ink. And then Lisa's like, oh, what is it? And then, of course, he takes off his shirt, and it's this whole plan scenario. Like, this is the stuff that's driving me crazy on this show. It's like, this was so planned for Lisa to, like, know about the tattoo, because you knew this bitch knew about it before, but this, like, I can't. It's just ridiculous.
I thought that was funny in the scene that Jax is, his defense of his tat for Stassi is to attack Tom Schwartz and, like, throw him under the bus and be like, he would never get your name on him. And I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, worry about yourself.
Because Tom is not an idiot. That's it, yeah.
And, I mean, truthfully, though, he would never get Kristen's name on him. and I don't think he should.
No, I don't think so.
I don't
either.
Think anyone should get a
well. We'll
lover's
get into
name
the, I don't think that they should get their tattoos on each other at all, because we'll get there later, because it is, it's a hot mess in their relationship, and I'm just going to say it. I know Kristen is going to be mad at me for saying that, but they're a mess. Like, this episode showed that they're a mess even more.
Well, I'm sure Kristen is very self-reflective, and I'm sure she's going to look at this episode and
be like, we were a mess.
Yeah, we were a mess, and I'm sure she'll have difficulty watching her breakdown that she has later in the episode.
Yes, so let's go on to Lisa and the gang putting together the gay pride parade float. Stassi loves the theme of Fallen. I like this line. Stassi, she was like, I love the theme of Fallen Angels because you get the craziest, horniest group of kids together, slap some angel wings on them, and it's the perfect, perfect theme. I was like, that's good.
That is good.
She always gives a good interview.
Yeah, she has some good one-liners.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking that I heard. Oh, wait. I'll give it in the news and gossip. News and gossip. Okay. Later. So Lisa brings up if they have problems with Ariana. That was ridiculous. Like, that came out of nowhere. Like, she just asked the two girls, like, Katie and Stassi, she was like, do you two have problems with Ariana? And then everybody was like, well, it's all just hearsay. Like, we've heard that Kristen and her have problems. They had a fight a while ago. But it's, like, 2 years ago. I'm like, these people hold on to some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hold on to it with, like, a death grip. It's like, let it go. They must have nothing to worry about or go on, like, they have no worries in the world but to just, like, remember things from 2 years ago. Like, that's so stupid. Right?
Yeah. I felt that that Stassi was kind of being a bad friend in this scene. Are you talking about the scene where they were building the
like stapling
float, right?
Stuff
down
on the
because
float.
She was, I forgot what she said, but something along the line, like, she just kind of, like, brushed over the situation and kind of, like, made Kristen look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
And then previously, whenever, like, a few episodes ago, whenever all the girls were at lunch, Katie, Kristen, Christina Kelly, and Stassi were at lunch. She's like, well, I was talking to Sheena because I was trying to be a good friend and trying to protect you to find out if they were sleeping together. But then in tonight's episode or Monday's episode, she just kind of like threw under the bus and like made it seem like,
It was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
So what is it?
Yeah. I didn't really get that. And I don't know if it's maybe one of those situations where they were at a bad place. And so.
You never know.
You never know.
Yeah. With this group, you do never know.
I don't know.
But then the next thing, I liked this scene because it was cute showing Sheena in the studio, like, picking out the beat for her next single. And they showed Sheena's manager, Russell. He's really nice. Remember we met him at Sheena's
party,
birthday? Yeah. He's really cool. And this is a really funny quote. I was like, I don't know how this makes sense, but it's funny. Sheena was like, I was a cheerleader in high school. And she's like, a cheerleader has the same job as a pop star. You have to make sure that every single person in the crowd is having a good time. Very true. Maybe not the best comparison. Maybe not. I'm just going to say that. And I love Sheena, but that was just like, that's a stretch. It's a stretch. Right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think to make people want to listen to her music and support her and her music career, she's going to have to give a better reason than that. I mean, I agree with you that I think it was a it was very cute and fun, but if she wants people to really stand behind her music career, she's going to have to, like, prove that she is doing this because she loves music or whatever.
Yeah, and she was saying things like, I haven't had a voice lesson, and I don't know how to play the piano and stuff, and I was just like, you're not helping the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're saying. Like, it wasn't helping the cause. And I like her songs. I think they're fun, and, like, Selena Gomez and, you know, that kind of stuff. Just great, fun stuff. And I liked the second beat. She was like, I think she called it like the booty poppin' beat. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's funny. Cause that's what she needs to go for. It's like really fun.
Dance. Like,
dancey, like wild, silly, yeah. Like fling your hair, shake your butt kind of thing. Yeah. And of course, this other quote, I think it's not helping her out either. She was like, I love being the center of attention. When I have a microphone in my hand and everyone's looking at me, that's the best feeling in the world. I was just like, it's like poor wording choice in the scheme of like her arc on the show right now.
Because
I feel like everyone's going to be like hounding her for that. Yeah. I was just like, I know she didn't mean it that way, but it was just like people are going to hound and like nitpick at that, I think.
When I hear the word pop star, to me, it seems so instantaneous. And I think that's where people kind of don't respect maybe a pop star as much as they do a singer. Because an artist. An artist is more so cultivated. It's someone that, to me, when I hear the word artist or singer or songwriter, it makes me think of someone that's worked at perfecting their craft. They You know, they
have a very clear direction.
Yeah, and they've just worked their whole life and they're passionate about what they're doing. When I hear pop star, it makes me think of someone that does like the spotlight, they like the attention. And not to say that I'm not entertained by pop stars, because I am, and I listen to pop music.
Yeah.
But I think there's two different, like, categories there, and I think pop star has kind of a negative connotation, especially in today's age where there's so much, like, auto-tune, and it's just, like, you can take anyone off the street and make them a pop star. They have no talent. Not to say that Sheena doesn't, but I'm just saying, I think that's where people might not agree with,
like, the line gets blurred a little bit for people. Anyway. Yeah. And I'm anxious to hear what her new single will sound like. I saw the cover art. Did you see it?
Yeah, on her Instagram.
She looks cute.
Yeah, she looks really good.
I like the gold. It was like, it looked like somebody from Shaw's could have that single, because, you know, their gold is like their whole thing. And we saw the Shaw's on the float.
On the float,
and their episode was coinciding. That was really cool that they kind of lined up their episodes for the Gay Pride Parade together. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, and Bravo on their website also had, like, a little, on the Vanderpump Rules show page, they had, like, check out Sheena Marie's new single, like, Good as Gold. So I thought that was very nice of them to, like, you know, promote her on the website.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. And then we see Jax going out with Peter and some of his friends. This is where we meet the ballerina. And literally whenever they showed her on screen, I was like, what? Like, why would they even talk to I mean, that's really mean to say, but, like, it just didn't seem like the type of girl that he would date.
No, it doesn't at all.
I think he was just, like, wanting some. Yeah. And then she was, like, hook, line, and sinker, like, down below you go. Like, I just, it was tacky with a T. It was so bad.
I know you have a boyfriend, but if you didn't, and you, like, met someone on a reality show, would you ever, like...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Agreed.
And I would never let our first encounter be on the reality show.
Like, what happens when you, like, make out with someone and, like, kiss someone and then you have to, like, see yourself back on a reality show? Like,
And they probably didn't call you the day after.
Yeah.
Or ever again.
That's gotta be tough.
It just is tacky.
Did we even get her name? I hope we
did. Dina.
Oh, yeah. For her sake, I was hoping that
But they
we
didn't show her last name, so people have to, like, search, you know, to find her. If they want to find her, but...
Oh, it's easy.
It was tacky. It was tacky.
Poor girl. Don't do it again.
Then we find out that they went home. I mean, I kind of figured that because they were, like, drunkenly stumbling away, the four of them. And Peter, too. He was with, like, the blonde one. I don't know her name, but Dina.
I thought she was a redhead.
Blonde. Was what Peter was with.
Was
Jax
there a redhead?
Was with the brunette redhead. I don't know. I think she was brunette.
Was she black?
No. No. She wasn't black.
She was 1/4 black.
She just a smidgen.
She probably can't swim. Did you see?
Oh.
Did you see Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
I did. That was... that's a whole other discussion.
That was a little side note there, but anyway.
That's our after show off this after show. We'll talk about that. So we move on to Gay Pride time, and this was awesome, because it was cool, because, I mean, it's nice seeing the show. Like, we went to Sheena's birthday party where all that crazy cuckoo happened. I was there at Gay Pride, and I was actually at Sir... afterward, like, in the back, and Sheena and Ariana and Tina and Katie all came and talked, and it was really, really, really fun. It was crazy, like, cuckoo crazy, because there were cameras and people. It was nuts.
It looked packed in there,
I mean, you know, it's a small place. Like, it's not a giant place, so it is literally jam-packed. Like, you could not move. I luckily had a table. So we see everyone getting all dude-ed up for the float. I love dude-ed up, because that makes me laugh. And Stassi gets her showgirl outfit. I was like, this is amazing. I was like, of course they're going to put Stassi in, like, the damn, like, can-can dancer hat and stuff. And then this was really bitchy and mean, of course, again, about Sheena's song. Stassi and Katie asked Sheena how many times they'll have to listen to her song. And Sheena had a really good answer. She was like, 44, and it loops twice, so you'll hear it 88 times. And, like, she was really quick, and then she, like, laughed in their face and was like, that's awesome. Like, give it right back
was
to
was she
them.
Laughing in their face, or did she not realize that they were being condescending? Because I took it that she didn't.
I thought she knew.
Oh, I thought she didn't know, and she was just so excited and like, it's going to be like 44 times, and then like, it's on loop twice.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I mean, maybe that's what happened. I mean,
I
saw it
I
as
mean,
like
yeah,
she was
like,
giving it back to him.
I mean, hopefully. Because, I mean, I wanted her to say something, dang.
It was, I mean, they were all being so bitchy. But I mean, all of them, like, all of them floating around that, or walking around that float were just like, just like little gnats buzzing about that song.
Whenever Stassi said that it was going to be like 44 donkey kicks
to her ears,
I was busting out laughing just because of the image of a donkey kick.
Kicking, yeah.
And like kicking her head.
Yeah.
That to me, it was funny.
I wrote that down too. I was like, that's funny.
And it's kind of like a full circle moment because, you know, like in cheerleading, a donkey kick.
Yeah. Kick your butt. Kick your butt. Yeah.
And she just said she wanted to be a cheerleader, was like a pop star. Yeah. So I don't know. I was cracking up.
And then, of course, we see this whole like mean girl mentality. Like there's like these four and then those four. There's Stassi, Katie, Kristen, and Danny are team A. Mm-hmm. And Sheena, Ariana, Tina, and Tierney are team B. And Stassi did call it right. She was like, I don't know if it's we could say good or evil because I don't think that we are the not evil ones.
Yeah.
I was like, that's true. I mean, at least she owns it. Like, she knows that they're, like, the bad seeds in the group, I guess, in terms of attitude-wise. Not.
What team do you want to hang out with?
I think I want to hang out with team B. I think they were, like, like on the front of the float, they were, like, having so much fun, like, writhing around, like, swinging on those poles. And then in the back, they're, like, arguing and screaming and being all nasty. It was just like, I don't have time for that stupid stuff.
Yeah.
It was just me. What about you?
Definitely team B. They just seem like girls that are more
like
fun
real
to be
life,
around.
Real life
yeah,
girls.
Like, real life girls. Yeah, like, real life girls. I'm definitely team B. Yeah. I'm not even...
Can't even entertain.
No, I don't even want to hang out with team A, ever.
And then, of course, Jax brings up that he went on a date in front of Stassi. I was like, why would he bring this up in the first place? A, that. B, team. he was like... I mean, she flipped out on him. I mean, and rightfully so, because he brought it up. But then again... If she doesn't care about him and she doesn't want to do it, then who cares? Mm-hmm. Just be like, I hope that you got something. I hope you caught something. And then stand up and wave. Like, that's all she needed to do. Like, completely, completely normal. And she said it herself. She was like, he wants a reaction out of me, and I give it to him sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's all he wanted out of her, was just the fact for her to be jealous.
Yeah.
And she gave it to him.
She did. And, I mean, I think it proves that she does still care. Like...
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't care, then... It wouldn't affect you.
But she does make a good point at the end of the episode. She was like, whenever he's with another girl and he takes off his shirt, I'll always be right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, give that little like evil smile that she gives. I was like, that's so true. Because that's embarrassing for him.
Yeah. And then again, when she saw the episode, I'm sure she was like, really? Really, Jax? That's what you did?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm sure. I would love to hear her reaction.
Oh, I know she was reading that girl.
I can't wait. We need to get her. Maybe she'll be here next week. Stay tuned. This is what the next thing I wrote. Team A is annoying. They're fighting. Team B is writhing and having fun. That was like the whole float in a nutshell. Like,
and I wouldn't... Sorry to cut you off, but I wouldn't want to be on a team where I'm not the center of attention. Maybe if I was Stassi, Team A is great. But like,
yeah,
at least Team B, like Sheena's singing, but they're all pretty much like, you know, having fun. They all get to dance. Like... I wouldn't want to be one of Stassi's little, like...
There's, like, no room to move, and they're literally, like, up against that glass, like, not moving.
I want to be in the glass, or else I don't want to play.
Yeah, or I want to be writhing around one of those poles. I mean, and I really liked what Ariana said, because this is very true, that Lisa is, like, kind of like an icon to the gay community. And I do think that she is, because I think she stands for acceptance. On all levels.
What makes an icon to the gay community? Because I know some of that. Let me see if I can get some of the staples. Okay. Like Cher.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin, maybe.
To some people, yeah.
NeNe, like you love her. Yes. But, I mean, like what makes an icon?
It's just someone that's...
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, like Bette Midler, okay. Barbra Streisand, you know, people like that. It's like people that are over the top and completely...
Because I don't
see
how...
It's a lot of over the topness.
So I don't really see how Lisa fits into... I'm kind of playing devil's advocate here a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just, like, how would Lisa fit into...
I think that she, because she's so, like, always done up and, like, always very, like, Elizabeth Taylor, like, super done up and, like, glamorous. And she just...
So is Kim Kardashian an icon to the game?
I mean, I think so, for some people, yeah. I mean, I don't consider her to be one, because that's a no. But I think Lisa is, and she's always been a huge supporter of gay charities, too. And she holds a lot of the GLAAD events. I mean, Sir was the GLAAD sponsored event for Gay Pride. And I think it's always a lot mm-hmm. at Sir. So I think it's really cool that she's always been involved with that. Even in London, I mean, like, she owned gay bars. Like, that was mm-hmm. how they made their money, a lot of it. And I don't know. I just think that her being so over the top and, like, always up front with people and, like, she has those quick one-liners that just cut people and they're done. People, they eat that. We eat that up.
Well, I didn't know if it was more so about, like, fashions and, like, looks, or if it was more so about, like, you know, talent and, like...
It's more about like
the arts and like acting and like singing and stuff.
She's like the
But it's just all encompassing.
Yeah, she's just like a dream that you wish that she could be. Kind of like fabulous over the top.
The girl I wanna be.
All right. All right. And then we go back to Sir and they're celebrating, having fun, and then Stassi and Katie are like sulking in the background. I don't even know what they're doing back there, but they're just like sitting there doing nothing. And they tell Kristen to confront Ariana, because if she confronts it, then no one else can talk about it, because at least they've had a conversation. And then we find out that Kristen has been reading some text messages. And, I mean, we've all read our significant other's phone at some point.
I was just about to ask you, do you go through your boyfriend's phone
I've
readily?
Done it a few times. I don't do it every...
Like,
I
mean, every night before you go to bed, you're, like, scrolling through, like, what did he text today?
I'm, like,
today?
Slip a melatonin and, like, here, take this. And then I read his phone. No. I mean, I honestly don't care that much to read through it, because, mm-hmm. I mean, if he is doing stuff... That's on him. Like, yeah. That's me. I'm a fool. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those issues where it's like, if you have to go through their phone, then maybe you shouldn't even be in that situation at all.
Exactly. And we will get there at the end of this whole stupid thing. And then, of course.
We love you, Kristen.
Kristen runs up to Ariana. And I felt really bad for Kristen at the end of this conversation, because literally, Ariana, I mean, I would be so convinced if I was like, did you hook up my boyfriend? And she's like, no. Like, I mean, she was so chill and mm-hmm. calm, and I think it made Kristen feel stupid. And then Kristen went in this, like, spiral of, like, trying to explain herself, like, why she was confronting her, and it was just like, stop. Just stop.
It was bad.
It was bad. And then she started crying, and she brought up the no condom sex in the shower with the hooker.
And that she was
not hooker, but whore. I mean, it was just, like, it was just a mess. Like, this was a mess. And Ariana doesn't know her that well, I don't think. I mean, she knows Tom, and I'm sure she's hung around her, but I don't think she knows her like that to be like, whoa, business.
I have an expression that I use sometimes, and it's letting your insecurities show.
Yeah.
And I say it sometimes to people, which probably isn't the nicest thing, kind of jokingly, but it's just like, don't let your insecurities show. The bottom line is that everyone, no matter who you are, is insecure about something.
Uh-huh.
But... I don't think you should let that show all the time, and especially not in a situation like this.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it was wrong for Kristen to confront her and ask, but when she started letting her insecurity show, that's when I think she lost it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was bad. And it reminded me of last season whenever they were at the photo shoot.
Oh,
and
yes.
She was asking the girl...
The twin,
if she had hooked up with him. And it's like, once again, she finds herself in this situation where...
She looks foolish.
She looks very foolish.
Yeah. And, I mean, the text that she was reading to us in that confessional moment, she was like, I just want it to be Coachella again, and yeah, me too. Like, I genuinely think that Ariana was like, I just want to listen to music in my backyard and have fun. Like, I don't think that she was meaning it in, like a sexual way or something.
Yeah, it's not like she said, I want it to be our high school prom again, and it's...
Yeah, let's
relive. I want
relive.
It to be the first time I lost my virginity to you.
Remember that time in the back of the car or something?
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
Stuff like that. Like, it was nothing sexual, and it was just, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, they both work until 2 o'clock in the morning, so it's like, hello. Like, they're, of course, going to be texting at that
time. But then she said something about, like, I was texting you all during this time, and you, like, weren't responding, but yet you were, like, responding to her texts.
That's, I mean,
that's rough.
That would be something I would hound on, though. I'd be like, oh, I was texting you at this time, and then you stopped responding, but then this person started talking to you. Like, I would
pissed off, too. But what gets me is that it's, and I mean, I guess everyone handles situations differently, but it's kind of this weird line between, like, being, like, angry and being, like, passive aggressive or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, either I want her to, like, cuss him out, or I want her to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
But she does this, like, thing where she kind of, like, tries to be the big bad wolf and confront him, and then ends up backfiring in her face, and she just backs down and starts crying and just is like, we shouldn't be in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Cuss him out. Smack him in the head.
I mean, the fact that she went up to him at the bar and was like, Ariana told me everything. You have to talk to me now. I was like, that was a true bitch move. Like, that was so rude. Like, I can't even imagine someone, like, that I was dating coming up to me and being like, they tell me everything. And it's not true. You know, like, trying to bait him into saying something.
She's like, I'll tell him that she told me everything, and then he'll admit to something. Like,
If you have to do that in your relationship, then why the heck are you in that relationship? Like, that's the whole thing that I wanted to get to with this whole episode. Like, why do they put themselves through it?
Well, do you think that it's one of those situations where the producers are like, prompting her to do this?
I mean, I don't know. At this point, I don't know with this show. Like, I don't know what's being produced and what's being, like, what's real. I mean, I think the emotion is real, but it just comes out of nowhere. Like, it comes, like, yeah. She was saying that she was fine, and then all of a sudden she's, like, freaking out about this text message. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Something's off. Something's amiss.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that she says Ariana should have been more defensive if she hadn't done it.
Yeah.
But usually when someone's really defensive, people are like, if they hadn't done it, they would have been more calm.
And so what'd she say about Tom? She was like, why are you getting defensive?
Defensive. Yeah. So like, people can't win for losing.
Yeah.
I agree. I think the emotion is definitely real, obviously, but I think that maybe she's prompted to confront him at the times that she does. And so that's why it seems so contrived and so out of place. It's just mm-hmm. because she's like screaming at him like about these text messages that happened like umpteenth months ago while people are walking down the street after Gay Pride.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just
like on Robertson Boulevard.
Yeah.
Like it was just why did it happen out there?
Mm-hmm.
Because she wanted to make him look like a fool in front of all those people. They were just walking by.
But she didn't make him look like a fool. She made herself look like a fool.
Yeah.
Now maybe she would have smacked him in the head. That's what I would have liked to say. I just like violence.
Yeah,
I guess
I like it.
I like it rough.
this was a really I wrote this down. And I wanted to make sure I said it, but Ariana made a really good point about what happened to Kristen with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I think Kristen started the rumors. I think she said some jealous bullshit to somebody 2 years, and 2 years later, every single person passed around like a telephone, and it got back to Kristen 2 years later, and she was mad because it got around, and the story had changed. So it seemed like people had heard, you know, all mm-hmm. this stuff, but it's just like a lie that's been spun and spun and spun, and she hears it and thinks it's real. And I was like, that's really smart. Like, I thought that was a really good point for Ariana to make.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very objective of her to say that and to kind of, like, step outside. Because I was proud of Ariana for not attacking her in the confessional moments. I mean, she was like, she's insecure and annoying. Like, that's a given. But I'm glad that she didn't go after her like she probably should have.
Yeah.
For being confronted about this stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was very mature and classy, kind of.
I think that the next mature move for Ariana would be to kind of cut off ties with Tom. I don't know if that's, like, too much, and maybe if that's letting Kristen control her life.
Yeah.
But I've kind of been in a situation like that where I was friends with a guy who had a girlfriend who mm-hmm. maybe wasn't that secure. And even though I wanted to continue having a relationship with him, and even though I owed her nothing, woman to woman, I chose to respect her and to kind of say, well, if I were in this situation, I would want someone to do the same for me. And so mm-hmm. I just kind of, you know, cut off ties with the guy. Not that I wasn't friends with him anymore, but the texting had to stop, you know, the phone calls, the hanging out. So.
I mean, I think that's smart.
Yeah.
I really do. I just think that the line is so, like, why add fuel to the fire?
Yeah.
Even though you're friends, if you're going to be friends, maybe, like, invite her to hang out with the two of you. So, and, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so let's move into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so I was reading a little Twitter earlier, and I saw this article, and I've supposedly Vanderpump Rules has been confirmed for season 3. And it was crickets for me. I was like, really? I mean, if they are going to bring it back, they need to cast new people.
New people, I was going to say that.
People that maybe don't even necessarily work at Sir, that they hire outside and act like they work there from before, and they just come in.
Yeah.
They just need some freshness.
Yeah, or maybe not even someone that has to act like they work there from before, just a new girl. Because you know a new girl anywhere, whether you're on a reality television show or not.
Yeah.
You're going to catch it. So just hire a new girl or uh-huh. guy, and they're going to catch it.
Several people.
Yes.
I think they can keep, who do you think they should keep?
Stassi.
Uh-huh, of course. That's it for you.
Stassi.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe Sheena too.
I need more from her.
Yeah.
This season, I haven't seen as much, and I don't necessarily think it's her fault. A lot of her stuff probably got edited out, but I need more from her.
Yeah.
I need a pregnancy.
The storyline is lacking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sheena, yes, I agree.
Yeah. Sheena. I think those are the two that I would like to see. Maybe Tom Schwartz come in as like a real character.
And maybe Kristen, if her and Tom break up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing a single Kristen.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I like that.
Not to wish anything bad on her relationship.
But also, there's supposedly another spinoff in the works. Because Lisa Vanderpump trademarked her name to be used, like, no one can use Vanderpump or anything like that on anything. And there was some rumors that were coming around that there was another spinoff in the works.
What
and
about?
I don't know. That's what makes me think maybe if Stassi's going to get her own show or something.
I wonder what it could be, though.
I don't know. I was reading this article and I went wildly searching, like, everything I could. Nothing. So it's some things. And supposedly Lisa is not going to be coming back.
For Bev Hills?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So I'm thinking maybe she'll have her own show or something. So something's going to happen. But it's going to be big and I'm excited about it. Yeah. Anything with Lisa, like, having her own thing. I'm just like, I'm interested. She always thinks. The cogs are always turning. So yeah, that's my news and gossip. Let's move into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I am going to predict that there's going to be some major, major drama with Stassi and Jax continuing, because I think Jax is going to be on a little bit of a steamroll with his penis.
What is my prediction? I don't have one. Can I have that? I don't have
That's
one.
That's okay. All right. Well, you can find me on Twitter at @Jake_Dupree and on Instagram and Facebook at Jake Dupree.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
We'll see you next week.
From Holla. Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.